I have lots of people stop and come and have a yarn and watch me bash a piece of metal and turn it out.
It's hard to miss seeing Dave Walker's village blacksmith business. He set up shop in the front yard of his daughter's home on the one and only road that runs through the small town of Cargo in central west New South Wales. It's also hard to miss hearing him as he hammers away directly opposite the town's one and only pub. Hello, I'm Melanie Pearce. This 70-year-old former social worker learnt his blacksmithing skills in his younger years and is now fired up the forge again, making a range of implements and sharpening tools for locals and the visitors who pass through town.
I make fire tools and even make the odd spoon and things like this just so people can see how things were done, you know, 150 years ago, 100 years ago when they didn't have the money to buy silver, and they'd go to the local blacksmith and he'd grab a piece of metal and he'd bash a spoon and a two-pronged fork and make a knife and probably get the lot for, you know, a few pence. Whereas nowadays I just occasionally make those things, fire tools, made the gate, did the sign that I did out the front, the village blacksmith, has all been forged, all the letters were forged, and made the gate to come into the little workshop. I'll just do anything connected with working with raw metal and heating it and that. I try to rivet everything or fire weld it, forge weld, as it's known.
When people stop, are they a bit surprised by what you've got here, and what are they saying to you?
Well, they're surprised, and they say, a lot say, oh, it's a dying art and things don't happen, but yeah, I guess to some extent there are quite a few blacksmiths around. A lot of them are blacksmith furriers, make horseshoes and things like that. The sharpening side of things, a lot of people are surprised, and it's amazing some of the old knives and things that come in, and they're really good steel and they sharpen very well, and people are glad they haven't thrown them away. I get a few builders dropping off circular saw. They'll drop off a circular saw, go across the road and have a beer after work and then come back and pick the circular saw up sharpened afterwards.
Hopefully not use it after having a beer.
I doubt if they would do that. That's after knock-off time on a Friday normally.
Do you find that many people think that they can't get things fixed or sharpened and we're perhaps a bit of a throwaway society?
Very much so. The problem with today, a lot of things today, is that there's not the people around with the machinery and with the skill to do these things. And, I mean, to get a lot of things sharpened, you've got to send it to Sydney. I can't sharpen everything. I have difficulty with router blades and stuff like that. But a lot of things like knives, hand saws, the good old quality ones, yes, I can do those sorts of things. But people don't worry, they just go and buy another one because things are made overseas. Like with fire tools, you know, you can go and buy a set made in China probably for $30, where I want $20 for one piece. But mine are handmade, and they look handmade. They look different. They look like the real old thing that you would have found in the fireplace at a later time. This is probably 100-year-old hand turn. It used to be what was known as a farrier's forge. The whole idea of it is that it was reasonably portable. It was just a hand one that you turned around, not a big bellow. I have either a charcoal or a coke fire. It blows air through the bottom of the base of the fire bowl, and that's how you get the temperatures up to 1100 degrees for getting the steel hot so you can work it. In this forge, it's possible to burn steel.
I guess it's nice on a cold day like today, though.
Yeah, very nice on days like today, but lousy in the middle of summertime.
What about people just wanting to have a chat? You do have a background as a social worker. Do you use those skills a bit?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, I like to talk to people, and I keep a old enamel coffee percolator on the stove, and we'll have a cowboy style coffee and have a yarn. Yeah, no, that's all part of doing the business. I'm retired, but I have a couple of old garden seats that have been dropped off to me that I'm going to restore. People have given them to me rather than take them to the dump. And so I'll rebuild them, put new timber slats in, blast them, clean them up, paint them, and sit them out the front so we'll have more room to sit down and talk.
And do you think people relax sometimes as well when they're in this outdoor environment or you're bashing away at things, they feel open to talking a bit more?
I'm sure they do. I've lived in Cargo for 8 years, and yet I've probably met more people in the last 3 weeks since I started this business than I have in the last 8 years.